Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 85. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 53. Daytime highs approaching 88. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Mainly sunny skies and dry, Wednesday and Thursday, upper 80s, Wednesday, upper 70s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 53.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Work on the Polk Quincy Viaduct project continues to move forward. Roxanne Stewart has more.
The city of Topeka announced via press release that six major utility relocation projects intended to make way for the Kansas Department of Transportation's Polk Quincy Viaduct Improvement Project in and around downtown Topeka have been finished. Work to move water, stormwater, and wastewater infrastructure is complete, so now all project sites are under KDOT supervision. Find more information about KDOT's Polk Quincy Viaduct Project at ksdot.gov. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Kansas said six people were charged with possession with intent to distribute 500 grams or more of methamphetamine. The case involved a charter bus that traveled between Emporia and Mexico several times in March and April. Officers took a sample of a substance in the gas tank and determined it was liquid meth. Five of those arrested live in Emporia, and one is from McAllen, Texas. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. One person died in an accident just after 9:30 p.m. on Sunday in Cheyenne County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2000 Chevy Silverado driven by 40-year-old Juan E. Yanez Derma of Bird City was northbound on County Road 10, and as the pickup approached County Road E, it was going too fast to make the turn, causing the vehicle to travel off of the roadway, rolling side over side to the north. EMS transported Yanez Derma and two passengers, 36-year-old Cesar V. Chavez Loren and 19-year-old Brian G. Alacron Martinez, both of St. Francis, to the Cheyenne County Hospital, where the driver, Yanez Derma, was pronounced deceased. EMS transported a third passenger, 33-year-old Francisco J. De La Mora Palomo of St. Francis, to the Goodland Regional Medical Center. All four were not wearing seatbelts, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that the Kansas Department of Commerce is accepting nominations for the 2025 To the Stars Kansas Business Awards. This increasingly popular annual award program recognizes companies and individuals around the state for the positive impact they make on the Kansas economy and their communities. During the event, Commerce will also announce the prestigious Governor's Award of Excellence, the 2025 Governor's Exporter of the Year, and the two newest inductees at the Kansas Business Hall of Fame. This year's To the Stars Kansas Business Award ceremony will be held this fall, bringing together leaders, innovators, and supporters from across the state to celebrate business excellence. The awards also underscore Kansas's commitment to celebrating and supporting businesses at every stage of growth. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said each year the To the Stars honorees exemplify the vision, passion, and drive needed to excel in business and have a lasting impact. He said they go the extra mile for their customers and communities, and it's an honor to recognize all they do for the Kansas economy. And he encourages everyone to nominate their local stars for these distinguished awards. Award nominations will be accepted until July 7th. And to learn more, view past winners, and to submit nominations, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/to the stars. The Kansas Water Office's Solomon Republican Regional Advisory Committee, or RAC, will meet to discuss current water issues affecting the region as well as the state. And the meeting will be held tomorrow, Tuesday, May 13th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 860 Park Street in Phillipsburg and by Zoom. And the agenda for this meeting will include an update on the 2025 legislative session, a discussion about the progress and next steps for the Kansas Water Plan implementation framework, and updates from the Kansas Water Office and KWA, and from each RAC member. The agenda and meeting materials can be found, when available, at kwo.ks.gov, or you can request copies by calling toll-free 888-KAN-WATER. The virtual link can be requested by emailing kwo.info@kwo.ks.gov. As the state's water office, the Kansas Water Office conducts water planning, policy coordination, and water marketing, as well as facilitates public input throughout the state, and the agency prepares the Kansas Water Plan, a plan for water resources development, management, and conservation. May is National Stroke Awareness Month, as according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, nearly 800,000 people in the United States suffer a stroke each year, with more than 600,000 of these being first-time or new strokes, and while the risk increases with age, strokes can occur at any age. Christie Comprehensive Stroke Center emphasizes that time is critical when treating a stroke, saying it's a matter of life and death. Dr. Sandel said there are two main types of strokes. The first category is ischemic stroke, and those are strokes that are caused by a lack of blood flow from a clot that forms somewhere in the blood vessels that supply the brain. And the second type is a hemorrhagic stroke, which occurs when a blood vessel is in the brain ruptures, causing bleeding. And Dr. Sandel noted that ischemic strokes are far more common. The CDC reports that in the United States, someone has a stroke every 40 seconds, and someone dies from one every 3 minutes and 11 seconds. About 185,000 strokes, nearly 1 in 4, occur in people who have previously had one, and stroke is also the leading cause of long-term disability. Other risk factors include genetics, medical conditions, and things like diabetes and high blood pressure. And it's important to look at modifiable changes you can make to reduce your risk of getting a stroke, such as having a healthy diet, exercising regularly, and not smoking. In Nebraska news, according to the Sheriff's Office, a bus driver for Norris Public Schools was arrested on Wednesday after transporting students while intoxicated. At around 3:30 p.m., a Lancaster County deputy who serves as a school resource officer received a report of a possibly drunken bus driver identified as 67-year-old Betty Johnson. Chief Deputy Ben Houchin said the deputy spoke with Johnson, who at the time was highly intoxicated. She failed a preliminary breath test and was taken to jail, where she was found to have a 0.22% blood alcohol content level, almost 3 times over the legal limit. Houchin said Johnson reportedly drank before going on her noon bus route, where she drops off 3 students and picks up 6. However, Johnson was caught before going on the afternoon school route. Johnson was arrested on suspicion of felony child abuse and DUI. And in a statement, Norris Superintendent Derek Joel said the driver was terminated and will not drive for their school district ever again. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen signed an executive order on May 9th. A Friday that continues the existing burn ban in much of the state. And the extension is due to continued dry conditions in central and western Nebraska. The ban now remains in effect until May 21st. The burn ban applies to a wide area of the state to help lower the risks associated with potential grassland fires. The border runs along Highway 81 from South Dakota border to Highway 92, and the line then goes west to Highway 281 and runs south to the Kansas border. Last week, Governor Pillen revised the burn ban to allow fire chiefs discretion in granting burn permits to irrigation districts so they can clear vegetation from ditches. And these exceptions will still apply, but not when the National Weather Service issues a red flag warning. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on May 7th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Dell Jacobson, Gerald Jones, Andrew Black, Jim Miller, and Jason Jones, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the April 16, 2025 City Council meeting minutes, and Jason Jones requested that the minutes include the bed tax percentage discussion. Dale then revised his motion with a second from Andrew Black to have included in the April 16th minutes that there was discussion regarding the travel and tourism, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, and the City Council agreement to increase the bed tax percentage from 25 to 35% that goes towards administration. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0, and there were 7 building and demolition permits presented for approval. Family members and friends of Courtney Kouse were present to witness the pinning ceremony of Courtney as assistant police chief by her brother, Ben Kouse. Police Chief Mitch Lowry then thanked all that were there to support her and thanked Courtney for being a great officer. Chris Harding was present on behalf of the Fair Board, asking for rewiring to be done in the concession stand under the grandstands at Elmwood Park. Andrew asked Chris to get a quote and said that the city would discuss the possibility of paying for half of the cost. Gerald Jones reported on old business, saying the relocation of the birdhouse siren will be discussed at the next Public Safety Committee meeting, and he also mentioned that the impound lot fencing, lighting, and signage is waiting to be completed, and the Woods Drive speed bump will be installed after school is out. Jason Jones also reported on old business, saying he asked City Administrator James Maru if he will be able to set up the council room camera. James stated that he needs to get a longer cord, and then he would be able to complete the setup, and he will use his computer. Jason reported that the council has done everything they need to do for the grandstand revitalization project, and he stated that James has authorized 2 sets of 250 boards for the project. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dell Jacobson to approve the new agreement between the City of Norton and the Norton Chamber of Commerce. The new agreement states that the budget shall include 35% of each quarterly payment received and shall be paid onto the Chamber for Management of Travel and Tourism, and this has been increased from 25%. It will become effective when all parties have signed the agreement. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dell Jacobson to waive the formal first reading of Ordinance 1776, which is an ordinance approving adopting a neighborhood revitalization plan for the City of Norton, Kansas, and all provisions, terms, and conditions thereof, and authorizing the execution of a certain agreement for interlocal cooperation with Norton County, Kansas, and all participating public agencies for the purpose of providing a program for neighborhood revitalization. City Attorney Abby Horn stated that this ordinance adopts the revitalization plan, brings in the taxing districts, and gives the mayor the authority to execute the interlocal agreement. Abby also stated that Section 3A on the interlocal agreement has that the termination date of January 1st of 2023, so if the commissioners choose to extend the agreement another 5 years through their plan, a new interlocal agreement would be executed. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. A motion was made by Jim Miller and seconded by Dell Jacobson to accept the nomination of Mitch Lowry to the Norton Chamber of Commerce. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dell Jacobson to adopt Board of Zoning Resolution 2025-01, which is a resolution approving granting and variance pursuant to Norton City Code 16405. And this is for a sidewall variance on a garage at 812 North Archer Avenue. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Mitch Lowry reported on police department activities, saying there are 2 employment vacancies in the department and 2 officers are currently at the training academy and doing well. He also said the Click It or Ticket campaign will be held from May 18th to June 1st. He reported that the K-9 fundraising is at $2,390, and the Norton Sheriff's Department is donating their vehicle heat sensor to the Norton Police Department. He also reported on the three cameras that have been installed about a mile outside of the city limits that captures a vehicle's rear tag and will flag anything that is entered in NCIC. Finally, he said the police department is working on cleaning up abandoned vehicles, and he also gave the criteria for an abandoned vehicle. James Maru then commended the city employees on the citywide cleanup. He reported that there will be tree limb pickup the last Friday of every month from now until fall cleanup, and he also reported on the Christmas light display that's being planned in Elmwood Park, saying the Parks and Cemetery Committee will discuss this and a decision will be made by October 1st on a donation by the city. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the sidewalk replacement request from Steve Cole at 502 East Washington for 71 feet of sidewalk, with the landowner paying for the materials and the city providing the labor. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. And a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the curb replacement request from Jay Shelton at 410 North 2nd Avenue for 80 feet of curb, with the landowner paying for the cost of the concrete and the city providing the labor. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. A celebration of life for James Jim Baird, 70 of Norton, will be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, May 13th, at the First United Methodist Church in Norton. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the Norton County Hospital to help with the purchase of the diagnostic machine Falcon Express F5. This was important to Jim because throughout his battle with cancer, he wanted to give back to the supportive staff at the Norton County Hospital. Donations may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having baked ham, scalloped potatoes, baby carrots, pineapple chunks, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pork nachos or mac and cheese with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be shaved ham, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 85 and breezy with a south wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 53 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 88 and breezy with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57 and breezy with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. I'll have the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather, on Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 88. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 78 and breezy. On Friday, sunny with a high near 80. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 84. And on Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 79. Currently with fair skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 59%. The wind speed is south at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.94. And the dew point is 45 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Pui. For the first time since 2014, the Kansas women's golf team is headed to the NCAA championship. On Wednesday, the Jayhawks captured the NCAA Columbus regional title at the OSU Golf Club, the first regional championship win in program history. Kansas secured the win by 3 shots and was led by sophomore Lila Lauterball, who became the first player in program history to earn medalist honors at the NCAA regional championship. The tournament win marks the first collegiate title for Lauterball, who shot a final round career low 65 7 under to win the event by 8 shots. In the final round Wednesday, KU fired a tournament low round of 276, 12 under to jump 2 spots and win the event by 3 shots. Kansas heads to Carlsbad, California for their third NCAA championship appearance in program history, taking place May 16th and 21st at the Omni La Costa Resort and Spa's championship course. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
ValleyBet.com. Cattlemen, anaplasmosis is a disease that's all too familiar. This costly cattle disease is spread by ticks, horseflies, and such nasty little critters. Valley Vet Supply can help you select effective insecticides to control these ticks and flies, as well as the convenient application methods. From mist sprays and pour-on to cattle rubs and dust bags, Valley Vet has the proper insecticide choices and application tools. Check out the Bullmaster mineral feeders with kill cover lids and the popular CO2-powered insecticide guns, now with 2 insecticide options. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.